As we've been hearing today, all four members of Maine's congressional delegation are criticizing President Donald Trump for downplaying Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Following a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which Putin denied any meddling, Trump said he sees no reason why Russia would have interfered. Mel Leary has details.
Independent Senator Angus King serves on the Senate Intelligence Committee and says President Trump's comments were astounding and ignored the findings of his own intelligence agencies.
The president can't seem to separate collusion, which is whether his campaign cooperated, and what they did. Forget about whether his campaign cooperated. What they did was a direct attack on our democracy.
Republican Senator Susan Collins, who also serves on the Senate Intelligence Committee, was not available for an interview, but in a statement, she criticized Trump for his continued refusal to accept the conclusions of U.S. intelligence agencies that the Russians did try to meddle in the 2016 elections and are continuing to try and influence upcoming elections. She called the president's position untenable. First District Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says the summit was shameful, with Trump downplaying Russian attempts to influence U.S. elections just days after a dozen Russian intelligence agents were indicted for those attempts. Pingree says the president's comments undercut the intelligence agencies he says he supports.
There's general agreements in our intelligence committee, and really on both sides of the aisle, that was major Russian interference with our elections. And he kind of shrugs it off like, well, Putin, you know, Putin doesn't think that really happened. I think it just boggles the mind.
Republican 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin was also critical. He said that while it is important to improve relations with Russia on several issues, including Syria, the president must realize that Russia did try to interfere in the elections and steps should be taken to block those attempts in the future. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.